Next patient is Peyton Palmieri. Peyton is P-E-Y-T-O-N. Peyton. P as in Paul. P-E-Y-T-O-N. Peyton. Palmieri is P as in Paul. P-A-L-M-I-E-R-I. Peyton Palmieri. Date of birth is 6/29/03, and date of visit is 8/3/23. This is a consultation from Kirsten Condon. Kirsten is Kristen, K-R-I-S-T-I-N. K-R-I-S-T-I-N. K-R-I-S-T-I-N, Kristen. Condon is C-O-N-D-O-N, nurse practitioner, N-P. Next paragraph. Dear Kristen, thank you for sending Peyton Palmieri for pulmonary evaluation. Next, history of prison illness. This is a 28-year-old overweight female who has been asthmatic since childhood, has been on various bronchodilators in the past. The patient had PFTs done more than 2 years ago, and she has been using a QR inhaler, 80 micrograms, 2 puffs twice a day, and also on the albuterol inhaler as needed. The patient has gained weight, is denied history for sleep apnea, and she does have cough, sputum production, post nasal drip, and nasal allergies, and denies any sinus drainage. She does use single layer. Levocitrazine 5 milligrams a day. The next paragraph. Past history. The patient's past history has included history of SSA has included history of asthmatic attacks and previous history of tonsillectomy. She also has nasal allergies and sinus disease. Next, habits. The patient denies smoking or vaping, denies alcohol use, works as a CNA. Next paragraph. Family history. Mother is alive, has history of asthma. Father also has history of asthma. And grandparents have history of diabetes. Next paragraph. Allergies, no drug allergies. Next, system review. The patient has fatigue, no weight loss. She has wheezing and shortness of breath. There's no abdominal pains, nausea, reflux, no urinary frequency or flank pains. She has hay fever and asthma. And denies any chest or jaw pain or leg or calf muscle pains. She has some anxiety or depression. And she denies easy bruising. She has no joint pains, muscle aches. No seizures, headaches, or memory loss, and no skin rash. Next, physical exam. Medication list. QR, inhaler, 80 micrograms, 2 puffs, BID. ProAir inhaler, 2 puffs, TID, PRN. Escitalopram, 20 milligrams a day. Budesonide, NEBS, 0.5 milligrams, BID. And levocetirizine, 5 milligrams a day. Next paragraph. Physical exam. This very obese young white female is alert, no acute distress. No pallor, cyanosis, ictus, or peripheral edema. Blood pressure is 120 by 70, pulse is 85, respiration 16, times 97.6, weight is 288, saturation 96. HEND are non-sphalic, pupils reactive. Tongue is moist, nasal mucus edematous, throat was clear. Next, supple, no bruise in the thyroid, enlargement or lymphadenopathy. Chest equal movements with diminished excursions. And scattered visas in the upper lung fields, no crackles. Heart sounds irregular, S1 and S2, no murmur, no S3. The abdomen is soft, benign, no mass, no organomegaly, the bowel sounds active. Extremities, no lesions, no edema, no calf tenderness. Reflex is 1 plus, no gross, mold upset, cranial nerves, grossly intact, skin, no lesions, no. Next paragraph, impression number 1. Chronic asthma. And number 2 is history of allergic rhinitis. Number 3 is depression. And next paragraph, plan the patient. Number 4 is anxiety. Next, plan the patient has been advised to get a complete pulmonary function study, and a chest x-ray, PA lateral, CBC and an IgE level. So we'll continue using QR, 80 micrograms, 2 puffs, BID. Also advised to use albuterol inhaler on a PRN basis. Follow-up visit here in approximately 5 weeks. Thank you for this consultation. Copy for Peyton Palmieri. Copy for Kristen Condon, K-R-I-S-T-E-N, Kristen Condon, C-O-N-D-O-N, nurse practitioner, N-P. Thank you, Dr. Suzanne.